KO Sports. For the Adams Central Lady Patriots, it's been a season of ups and downs. After a slow start to the season, the Lady Patriots picked up two wins before the holiday break.
Puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, down to the right side, reverses it and gets over to a Bumgarner. Bumgarner down to Meredith Lemaster over there on the far sideline. One bounce of the ball and comes inside the free throw circle. Grimmett drives it down the lane, her shot off the window is up and in.
But now, they just might be facing their toughest test of the season as they take on 9-0, undefeated Minden. For the Adams Central boys, so far so good, as they come into Patriot Gymnasium riding a two-game winning streak.
David Bolin has got it. Outside down to Warmstadt. Back down to Bolin. His shot for three is up there and in. That's 4 3-pointers in the ball game now for David Bolin. 24-21.
It's Adams Central versus Minden. High school basketball on the Breeze 94.5. We take you live to Patriot Gym, where Mike Will is on the call.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Tough matchup here tonight as the Adams Central Patriots get set to take on the Minden Whippets in this girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Welcome into the New Tech Seeds pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seeds, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. New Tech is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. The Minden Whippets, the girls basketball team, coming in number one in the state in Class C1. The Whippets are undefeated on the season. They are 9-0. In fact, nobody's even really gotten close to Minden so far this season. They're beating their opponents by a margin of about 44 points per ball game. Minden is a team that's been averaging 71.4 points per ball game. In girls basketball, they're giving up just 27.6 on the defensive end. Minden played in the Holdridge Holiday Basketball Tournament during their break. They beat Southern Valley in the first round by a score of 90-44, and then played their closest game of the season. That was a 15-point win over Holdridge in the second day, winning by a score of 67-50. But Minden, a team that can put some points on the scoreboard, they beat Grand Island Central Catholic in December by 55 points, 77-22. They beat Aurora 71-28. They beat Broken Bow 60-18. They beat Lexington on the road 70-28. They beat Ogallala on the road 76-25. And they open up the season with a 66-20 win over Southern Valley. So as you can see, Minden, a very good basketball team. And why not? They've got the Kissinger's, the K factor. On the Minden Whippets, Taylor Kissinger, she's the freshman, averaging 16.3 points per ball game. Then we got Jamie Kissinger, averaging 12.4 points per ball game, and Brooke Kissinger, averaging 22.1 points per contest. I'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up in just a little bit. Adams Central coming in, meanwhile, a team that is 3-7 on the year. Adams Central is averaging 44.6 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 46.7 on the defensive end. Patriots, they lost their first five games of the season, and it wasn't until December 20th that they picked up their first win. That was a victory over Ord, 58-39. Came back the next night and beat Gibbon on the road, 65-23. They played in the Wayne Holiday Basketball Tournament during the Christmas break. They lost two games, Hardington Cedar Catholic and DeWayne, before coming back and beating West Point Beamer the final day by a score of 45-30. So a big matchup here for the Adams Central Patriots. Huge underdogs here in this basketball game, but that's why we play the games. It's number one ranked Minden taking on the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. We'll come back and talk with the coaches as our New Tech Seeds pregame show continues right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
We're back in the New Tech Seeds pregame shows. We spent a couple of minutes with Minden head coach Rick Cremosta, and coach sitting at 9-0 in the season. Obviously, things going pretty well for you.
Yeah, we've been able to play pretty well so far. You know, I think our schedule's going to get upgraded here quite a bit the second half of the season. So we'll see what we're made of here coming up.
Really, nobody has even come close to beating you guys this year. You're playing well on both ends of the floor.
Well, we played in the Holdridge Holiday Tournament, and Holdridge gave us a good game. That's That was a challenging game. We probably needed one of those. But, you know, I tell the girls, you know, we're playing, you're playing against yourself every night. You know, you got to improve on what we do best and try to get better at things that we need to work on.
What are those things you got to work on? The way things are going, it doesn't look like there's many, but I know a coach can always figure those things out.
Yeah, there's some. We've got some flaws that we need to work on. You know, defensively, we got to keep fighting and scratching each possession. Rebounding's always been an issue with this group, so we got to keep working on that and just do the little things. You know, we've been able to score the basketball pretty good, which helps. So there's going to be nights when maybe those aren't falling in our defense and our rebounding and that type of stuff. We'll have to keep us around.
Oh, about the Kissinger girls, so much has been talked about them, but to talk about this basketball team, what are we going to see tonight?
Well, you know, we've got the three Kissingers, but there's some good supporting kids out there around those kids, and of course Brooke and James and Taylor, they're phenomenal players, but you know, there's a supporting cast there that works awful hard. Rebecca Stewart and Allie Rouse, and then our bench has played well. So, you know, it's more than just the K show out there, that's for sure.
How is it having those Division I players out there playing for you? How is it to coach those girls?
Well, my job is mainly to unlock the basketballs every day and roll them out there. But they're great kids, and they're great players, but they're, more importantly, they're really good kids and good human beings, and they're great student-athletes for our school, and they'll be great student-athletes where the universities that they attend.
I know the state tournament is so far away, but you guys are seeking your fourth trip back to the state tournament. Does this team have some unfinished business, they feel, when they started the season, some unfinished business down there?
Well, like you say, Mike, it's a ways away. For a lot of things can happen before district play and all, but, you know, Brooke and Jamie, they're our lone seniors, and they're driven this year. They know that their time is coming to an end, and they want to get down there and finish things. But we'll see how that goes. You know, we just got to keep improving game by game. That's what we're worried about.
What about the Adams Central bunch tonight?
Oh, they're a good team. You know, Tim's got a young team. They play hard. They're gonna. You know, it'll be a challenging game for us. I really believe that.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Rick Hermosto, the head coach for the Minden Whippets. Stick around. We'll continue with more on the New Tech Seas pregame show right after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
We're back on the New Tech Seas pregame show as we set to set for high school basketball tonight. Minden and Adams Central. The girls' game is up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Tim Marker. And, Coach, just another day at the office. The number one ranked team, the undefeated team, and the Whippets coming in here tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those years where we've got some good teams on the schedule. We'll see Minden this week, GI Northwest next week. And, you know, it's just one of those years where we've got an opportunity to play a lot of really good teams.
You picked up a couple of wins right before the Christmas break. Won a ball game up at Wayne. Your team's starting to pick up some momentum now.
Yeah, you know, we still let a couple get away from us that we had opportunities to finish and didn't hit some free throws, and you know, had some turnovers late in the game that were costly. But we were able to finish a couple of games and finally get into the win column there a little bit. And so the girls feel good about that. You know, we're still trying to struggle and get all the pieces put together, but it was a good way to get into the break, and now we got to jump right into playing Minden here tonight.
And the problem tonight is we got some injury situations to deal with on your team. You're kind of coming in shorthanded in this gunfight, so to speak.
Yeah, just some injuries that are hanging around that just are not going away that we've got to try and work our way through, and hopefully we, you know, make the right decisions and get kids ready for conference and district time. But, you know, it's comes down to situations where it's up to doctors whether they can play or not, and so right now we've got a couple of kids that are going to be out, and that's not what we need right now when we're looking at playing Minden.
One of those kids is Jackie Fowler, a big Kong for you.
Yeah, it is. You know, started all year last year as our point guard, and you know, she's been playing through this injury a little bit. It's been tough. It's been disappointing as she's not been able to handle the ball the way she wants to, and not been able to shoot the ball the way that she wants to, as she's kind of battling a thumb and wrist problem a little bit. So it's been a frustrating start for her, and you know, this just doesn't help either. She really wanted to have a chance to play tonight, to play against these girls, and you know, it's a good challenge, and it just kind of lets you know where you are, how you need to, what you need to do to improve your game to play at that kind of level. Is, you know, these girls play at a really high level, and she's really disappointed that she isn't going to get to play tonight.
That's a part of the problem with your basketball team, isn't it? The kids have not had practice time maybe together, have not played in all the games. You have had different lineups throughout the season. That's just been a problem for you.
Yeah, it has been. You know, and that's the way it goes. It can happen sometimes, and we had some injuries. We have, you know, a couple of kids who are probably playing there at their healthiest right now that were injured earlier and slowed down by, you know, a back injury here or an ankle there. And so we've got a couple of kids who are a little bit better, but we can't ever seem to get everybody there. You know, Jackie's missed a lot of practice time and has tried to make up for that and, you know, try and keep her healthy to play in the games. And, you know, she played the three games at Wayne, but then didn't practice until yesterday. And, you know, was limited a little bit with practice time yesterday. And so they decided that she shouldn't probably play today, and then we're day-to-day with that injury. And so it does make it tough for everybody to figure out what their role is and how to, you know, how everything is going to flow on the offense and even on the defensive end and be able to talk and communicate. So it has been frustrating for them.
Well, Junior, take a look at Minot. Obviously a great basketball team. It starts off with a load of Kissingers we're going to see tonight.
Yeah, it does, and you know, more so than anything, it starts with the energy that they bring to the game, and you know, to their entire team. Their entire team is playing a very high, intense, you know, game with a lot of energy, a lot of pressure. And not only is it the defensive pressure, but they get you to try and do a lot of things a lot faster than what you're used to. You try and shoot a little quicker, and that usually doesn't work out very well. You try to drive a little bit faster, and a lot of times that doesn't work out. So there are some times where you get into some pretty good scoring opportunities, but just because of the pressure and the pace of the game, there are more kids that will turn the ball over or miss a shot just because of the pace of the game. And then there are very few opportunities that they miss, and so they don't give you a lot of room. You've got to be able to score enough points to stay with them, and in order to do that, you've got to be able to manage and play at their level and you know, make sure that you take advantage of any of those opportunities that you get. So it's a difficult challenge with the type of game that they play and the amount of pressure they put on the ball constantly.
Where do you start to trying to defend this basketball team when you go in and tell your team how to defend this team? Where do you start?
Well, you know, you can't defend everything, so you got to kind of pick and choose a little bit. And so we're, you know, going to do the best job that we can to try and protect the basket. I mean, you know, they are great shooters from the outside, but you know, maybe we can get them to shoot a little bit farther out than what they want to, just, you know, playing a little bit of gap man and trying to really help on their dribble drive and everybody rotate. And that's kind of the supposed to be the strength of gap man, is that it keeps the ball outside the lane and try to keep them out of there and try and keep them off the free throw line, which is easier said than done. But those are some of the things that we're going to try and work on, keep them off the boards. But, you know, they've got Taylor in there with long arms and Becca Stewart in there with a good size inside and great hands to get rebounds. So, again, easier said than done, but those are some of the things that you can try and work on, I think.
It doesn't hurt to have two Division I players on a basketball team at the high school level, especially in Class C1, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's you know, one of those situations that usually is a good chemistry for having a good time down in Lincoln later on in the year and having good conference and district tournaments and those things. So, you know, they really have some great pieces to their puzzle there. And they're tough to figure out because they're so fundamentally sound that, you know, you can try and take this away or that away. And you know, they can just play. They're good players.
Okay, Glaxon.
Thanks, Mike.
Jim Marker, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around, starting lineups in the play-by-play description. Coming up next, it's Minden at Adams Central tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Sarah Ruger.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight as we get you set for Minden and Adams Central, a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Girls game is coming up here in just a minute or two. Get you the starting lineups for Minden. They will start with Allie Rouse, who's a 5'6" junior. Rouse is averaging 1.2 points per ball game. Brooke Kissinger is a 5'8" senior. Kissinger headed to the University of Illinois next year to play basketball. She's averaging 22.1 points per ball game. Taylor Kissinger is a 5'11" freshman. Taylor is averaging 16.3 points per ball game. Then we've got Jamie Kissinger. Jamie is headed to the University of San Diego next year, another NCAA Division I school. She's a 5'9" senior. Jamie is averaging 12 points per ball game. Then the final starter, Rebecca Stewart, is a 5'10" sophomore. Stewart is averaging 10.8 points per ball game. Adams Central, as we heard in a pregame show, a little undermanned here tonight. A couple of injuries on this basketball team. Brittany Wiseman getting a start, a 5'5" junior. Also, Sarah Kruger, a 5'4" junior. Josie Bumgardner, 5'7" and a junior. Alexis Grimmett, a 5'9" senior. And Carly Bostock, a 6' junior, getting a start for Tim Barker here tonight. So basketball is underway. Minden dressed in their purple uniforms here tonight. Shooting to our basket to our left. Adams Central controls the opening tip. There's a shot from the top of the key. It is up there. It's going to be no good. By Adams Central's Josie Bumgardner, and the Patriots come down with a rebound. Adams Central on the attack for the first time here tonight against the number one ranked and undefeated Minden Whippets in girls high school basketball. As Adams Central has got it as they lob it inside and they throw the ball out of bounds. Brittany Wiseman had it in the wing on the right side and threw it out of bounds as she tried to take it into the lane. Something the AC will have to limit tonight is their turnovers. They cannot do it against a very good team in Minden here tonight. The Whippets have the basketball back in their offensive zone. Rouse has got it, goes down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper by Kissinger up and in. Jamie Kissinger knocks down a three-pointer from deep in the right corner, and Minden has got the lead 45 seconds into the ballgame. 3-0 is the score. And now Minden will apply the pressure here in backcourt. Adams Central will have to handle this pressure, and it's a daunting task here. Now head coach Tim Barker wants to call a timeout as the Patriots were having problems bringing the ball up for the first time against the Minden pressure. So we've got our first basket of the ball game, 15 seconds into the contest. We've got our first timeout, 52 seconds into the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score, Minden 3, Adams Central nothing.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Islands Superstore. Shopping center around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze 94.5.
Mike Will with high school basketball tonight from the Patriots gym at Adams Central High School. Minden out on top of AC and girls high school play 3-0 just underway here tonight. Adams Central bringing the ball back against the pressure, and they finally get it into the offensive zone. Alexis Grimmett has got the ball deep in the corner to the right side. She shoves off against Kissinger, and an offensive foul is going to be called there. Alexis Grimmett shoving off against Jamie Kissinger, taking the ball to the hole, and Grimmett picks up the offensive foul. That's going to be her first team foul number one on AC here in the basketball game. They feed it inside. Here's Rebecca Stewart. Kicks it out over here to Taylor Kissinger. Shots off of the mark, no good. And a rebound comes down to Adams Central, Sarah Kruger. Bounce pass comes over here to Brittany Wiseman, still working in backcourt. Wiseman comes to the near sideline. Grimmett's got the ball. She loses control of it. It's picked up here by Brooke Kissinger. Second turnover at Adams Central. Brooke Kissinger throws up a shot in the lane. No good. Rebound comes down to Bostock of Adams Central. Bostock goes to the far sideline. There's a Josie Bumgardner with the ball, and she runs her back the other way to Bostock inside the free throw circle. Carly Bostock looking. Now drives the ball down the left side of the lane. Stops. Puts it up off of the window. The shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Jamie Kissinger. She is tripped from behind, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be whistled on Carly Bostock. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on the Patriots. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Mackenzie Ganglish. Ganglish comes into the ball game now for AC, a 5'3" and sophomore. So, again, the Patriots a little undermanned here in the ball game with a couple of key injuries. In particular, one is that Jackie Fowler, her leading scorer, averaging 8.9 points per ball game, got a hand injury, and she will not play here tonight. 3-0 is the score. Minden has got the lead. There's a shot by Jamie Kissinger up and in from the elbow left side. Jamie Kissinger has knocked down both field goals so far. 5-0 is the score. Adams Central trailing early in this basketball game. Josie Bumgarner has got it, races the ball across the 10-second line, drives it into the lane. Her shot from 10 feet away is going to be off with a back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie has got the ball here for the Whippets. 5-0 is this. We have played a little over a minute here in the ball game, driving the ball to the hole. Her shot is up and in. Brooke Kissinger scoring there for Minden. As now a 7-0 ball game. Minden, ranked number one and undefeated on the season in Class C1, is out to an early lead here over Adams Central. Josie Bumgarner races the ball down the left sideline, comes up into the offensive scoring zone. Here's a pass that's going to be lost off of the fingertips of Gangwish, but the ball is picked up here by Wiseman. Wiseman on the wing, takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down through the hole it goes. Brittany Wiseman scoring the first field goal of the ball game for Adams Central. It's now a 7-2 ball game. Running back the other way. A shot in the lane, no good. Foul shot up and in. Brooke Kissinger misses the shot. Rebecca Stewart gets the offensive board and the putback. 9-2 is the score now. Minden has got the lead with 4:55 to play here in the first quarter from the Patriots gym at AC. Adams Central with it here in backcourt. They get the ball to Brittany Wiseman. She steps it across the midcourt stripe. Contact made. Foul called. Personal foul here is going to go on Taylor Kissinger. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Patriots. Sarah Kruger comes back in. There comes Carly Bostock back in. Checking out will be Wiseman. And also coming to the bench will be Alexis Grimmett. 9-2 is the score. Adams Central trailing early in girls high school basketball tonight. Where the ball is going to be Sarah Kruger tries to drive it in the lane. The ball knocked loose. Kruger has it. Now she's going to be tied up on the play. A jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Whippets. So that'll be an Adams Central turnover. Their third turnover here in the first quarter of play. Adams Central 3-7 on the season. They went 1-2 in the Wayne Holiday Tournament over the Christmas break. Minden undefeated 9-0. They went 2-0 in the Holdridge Basketball Tournament. There's a shot forced up by Taylor Kissinger. It's no good, but she is fouling the play. Taylor Kissinger fouling the play here. It's going to go on Gangwish. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Patriots here in this first quarter of play. Rebecca Stewart goes to the free throw line here for Minden. And Stewart puts it up there. The shot is off of the front iron. No good. Rebecca Stewart is 68% foul shooter in the season. She is 17 out of 26 from the free throw line this year. Minden, a very good foul shooting team, however. They're hitting 89% from the free throw line this year. Second one is up there and in. Here comes Emily Malcolm into the ball game now. Malcolm comes in. Rebecca Stewart checks out. Malcolm averaging 1.8 points per ball game for the Whippets. She's a 5'8" sophomore. 10-2 is the score. Minden out to an early 8-point lead here over Adams Central in girls high school play. Bumgarner has got it. Gets it across the 10-second line to Gangwish. Her feet in the lane by to Bostock is going to be no good. And a long rebound. Bostock grabs it out here near the 10-second line. So AC getting a second chance here. Josie Bumgarner has got the ball. Dribbles it down to the top of the key. Minden is in a man-to-man defense. Ball slapped away. Picked back up by Bumgarner. Now she's inside the free throw circle. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Jamie Kissinger. Kissinger runs her back the other way. Out here to Brooke Kissinger. 4-3. Shot good. Brooke Kissinger hits a three ball. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Minden is out to a double-digit lead already over Adams Central, 13-2. Gangwish has got the ball. Stops at the free throw line. And then her momentum carries her forward. And a traveling violation is called on Gangwish. Four turnovers now on Adams Central here in the first quarter of play. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play. High school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 13-2. There's a long-range three by Jamie Kissinger. Shot is up and in. Jamie Kissinger has got 8 points here in the first quarter of play. Brooke Kissinger's got five. Rebecca Stewart has got two. And it's now a 16-2 ball game in favor of Minden. The Patriots again having problems with it. And another turnover. The ball is going to be picked up here by Brooke Kissinger. Long pass down to Florida Jamie. Her driving layup is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central's Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman dribbles out of there. Bounce pass comes to the near sideline. They get the ball back into the hands of Wiseman, who brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Stops in the lane. And now dishes out here to Sarah Kruger. Takes the ball down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass over here to Wiseman. She circles around. Her reverse layup is going to be blocked down. And the ball is recovered here by Jamie Kissinger. Jamie brings it up down the left sideline. Gets the ball ahead to Taylor Kissinger in the corner. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound, Adams Central. Meredith LeMaster with a rebound there for the Patriots. Gets it now to Sarah Kruger, and she brings it across the midcourt stripe. 2.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 16-2, Minden has got the lead. Adams Central with the ball. Bostock has got it on the wing. Dribbles to her left, fires up a shot. It's going to be no good, but she was hacked on the arm. And Bostock will go to the free throw line now for Adams Central. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Taylor Kissinger of Minden. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number two on the Whippets here in this first quarter of play. Carly Bostock goes to the free throw line for Adams Central. Her shot is up there. The shot is going to be around the rim and off. No good. Bostock just 36% from the free throw line this year. 4 out of 11 coming into the basketball game here tonight. Bostock averaging 3 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. Second free throw is up there. Just catches the front lip and down through the hole it goes. It's now a 16-3 ball game. Here's a long-range three put up there. No good by Brooke Kissinger. Rebound comes down to Sarah Kruger. Kruger hands it away here in backcourt, bringing the ball up as Wiseman against the double team. Wiseman now in trouble here in backcourt. Wiseman gets the ball away to Kruger, and now we got another timeout called here. A timeout called here by Tim Barker as his players were trapped in the defensive zone. Barker wants to save the possession, so he calls the timeout. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the first quarter. All Minden tonight. The Whippets have the lead. Minden 16, Adams Central 3.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Busy week for the Adams Central basketball team after tonight's ball game with Minden. Friday night they'll be on the road playing at Arcadia Loop City. Then on Saturday night they'll be back at home as they take on the St. Paul Wildcats. 16-3 is the score. Minden is out on top of Adams Central here tonight. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the first quarter. Brittany Wiseman has got the ball again, facing a double team. There's a long pass down the floor. They get it to Grimmett. She grabs it, drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie has got it here for Minden. Gets it into the forecourt, down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper put up there, no good by Brooke Kissinger. Long rebound, it comes out here to Carly Bostock. Bostock has got the ball, has problems with a dribble. Picked up now by Gangwish. Comes across the top. There's a long-range jumper put up and in. Brittany Wiseman knocks down a three ball there for Adams Central. She's got 5 points. Here's a long pass down the floor. Shot back through the hole here by Rebecca Stewart. Didn't take long for Minden to get 2 points back at least. Rebecca Stewart getting the field goal. It's now 18-6. The Whippets have a 12-point lead. Adams Central with the ball. Here's Grimmett. Her shot from the short baseline on the right side is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Rebecca Stewart. Gets it into the hands now of Brooke Kissinger. Long-range three put up there. It's off the left side. No good. Taylor goes after the rebound, but he's out of bounds underneath the basket here. And the Whippets will give her right back to Adams Central. Meredith LeMaster comes back into the ball game now for AC. Coming out will be Carly Bostock. 1:13 to play here in the first quarter. Girls high school basketball tonight. Minden out on top of Adams Central by the score of 18-6. Whippets scored the first 7 points of the ball game. A long pass down the floor is going to be off of the fingertips of Wiseman, and the ball is recovered here by the Whippets. There's Jamie Kissinger with the ball into the forecourt now to Taylor Kissinger. Taylor drives the ball into the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Taylor Kissinger scoring there for Minden. So now all the Kissingers have scored here in this first quarter. 20-6 is the score. AC is trailing in the ball game. There's another turnover. The Patriots turn it away as they try to drive the ball down the lane. Recovered here by Minden, and now they come back, and a foul is going to be called. The Patriots going to be guilty of a foul here. It's going to go on Wiseman. That's going to be our first team foul. Team foul number four on Adams Central here in the first quarter. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Minden playing the ball in on a far sideline. Jamie Kissinger will get things in now to a Taylor Kissinger. She's just a freshman. As she drives the ball down the lane, she's going to lose control of it, and it's going to be picked up by AC. First turnover. First turnover on the Minden Whippets here in the ball game. We're down to 30 seconds to play in the first period. Here's Gangwish with the ball. Her pass down the right sideline is going to be tipped out of bounds. Gangwish trying to get the ball into the hands of Wiseman, and the ball tipped out of bounds here by Allie Rouse out of Minden. Back into the ball game, Brooke Kissinger now. Brooke comes in. Jamie goes out. 28 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It is 20-6. Adams Central down by 14 points early. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be deflected away. It is loose here right in front of the scorer's table. It goes out of bounds. Adams Central ball. Last touchdown there by Rouse of Minden. So AC will play things in right here in front of the scorer's table. Josie Bumgardner will trigger things in. Adams Central now with 23.8 seconds to work here in this first quarter. Trailing in the contest by a score of 20-6. Bringing the ball up down the near sideline as Wiseman cuts it back to the center of the hole, drives it into the lane, throws it down on the baseline to Grimmett, then back outside the ring here to Josie Bumgardner. Man-to-man defense here from Minden. Bumgardner, two-handed pass, goes to the far sideline. A three-pointer put up there. It's no good by LeMaster, and the rebound comes down to a Jenny Denny, who's into the ball game now. Jenny Denny, and now time expires. Minden does not get a shot away here to end the first quarter of play. The Whippets jumping out to an early 7-0 lead here in this basketball game tonight, and Minden has the lead after one. It's the Whippets 20, Adams Central 6.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, first quarter in the books here at the Patriots Gym. All Minden, the Whippets are out on top by a score of 20-6. As Adams Central has the opening possession of this second quarter. Brittany Wiseman has got it, drives it down the lane, and then the ball is slapped out of her hands out of bounds. Addie Woodward into the ball game now, and she knocks the ball out of the hands there. The Patriots driving down the lane. AC will play things in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Bumgardner gets things in to Kruger. Shot for three. She banks one home. Sarah Kruger out here on the right side banks home a three ball off of the window. It's now a 20-9 ball game. And now Minden loses the ball out of bounds, but they have it slapped out of the hands of Brick Kissinger. It'll be Minden playing things in from underneath their own basket down here in the corner. 7:40 to play in the second quarter. 20-9 is the score. Minden has got the lead. Whippets have the ball. Here's Brick Kissinger. Looks, now drives it to the hole, puts up a running one-hander. It's going to be no good. The ball is swatted around and is picked up here by Bumgardner of Adams Central. So the Patriots have got the ball. Josie Bumgardner brings it across the midcourt stripe here. Waist-high dribble, and she goes over there to Carly Bostock, about 25 feet away from the basket. Bostock picked up by Rebecca Stewart. There's a long pass in the lane, but Master can't control it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 8 already on Adams Central here in the first half. Patriots are trailing by a score of 20-9 in girls high school basketball tonight. Here comes Brooke Kissinger back with the ball. Feeds it on the high post to Stewart. Tries to go back to Kissinger. The ball swatted away and is picked up here by Adams Central. Picked up by Bumgardner. Second turnover on Minden here in the ball game. The Patriots come back with the basketball. Here's Brittany Wiseman. A bounce pass to Bumgardner. She has the basketball stripped away and it's picked up by Jamie Kissinger. Jamie gets the ball ahead to Taylor Kissinger. Drives for the hole and a blocking foul. A blocking foul should be called. And AC is Taylor Kissinger. Tries to drive the ball in the hole there. And a foul is going to be whistled here on Sarah Kruger of EC. Sarah Kruger picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 5 on the Patriots. There's Brooke Kissinger going to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot's going to be good. Brooke is headed to the University of Illinois to play basketball next year. She's got 6 points so far in this ball game. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to EC. Ernith LeMaster with a rebound, dribbles to the far side, now gets rid of it. There's a Bumgardner, her pass down the floor is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Kissinger as a Brook comes back the other way, goes over here to Jamie. Her shot for three is up there, it's going to be no good. Jamie gets her own rebound. Jamie Kissinger down with the ball out here in 3 point territory. Out here to Brook for three, shot good. Brook Kissinger from several feet behind the 3 point arc there, cans one. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. It's now 24-9. And now we got a foul coming back the other way. Wiseman was running the ball down the floor there, and she's fouled in a play by Addie Woodward. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 5 on the Whippets. Into the ball game for Adams Central will be Alexis Grimmett. Going out will be Carly Bostock. Adams Central 3-7 on the season. Minden 9-0 and ranked number one in Class C1. Bounce pass comes inside. It goes into the backcourt. It was tipped back there. Gangwish picks her back up for AC, so no over and back violation. And now we've got the ball swatted out of bounds down here by Kissinger. And Adams Central will play things in. Taylor Kissinger getting her hands on it there for Minden. End of the ball game now for the Whippets will be Allie Rouse. Going out will be Taylor Kissinger. 6:15 to play here in the second quarter. It is 24-9. Adams Central is trailing in the ball game. Meredith LeMaster with the ball right at the top of the three-point circle here on the right sideline. Hands it away to Josie Bumgarner, who comes out here in the three-point territory. And now we have some action away from the basketball here, and a personal foul is going to be called on Emily Malcolm of Minden. That's going to be her first. Malcolm picks up her first. Team foul number six on the Whippets. Non-shooting situation. AC plays things in right into the hands here of Jamie Kissinger. So a turnover on Adams Central. Jamie gets the ball to Brooks. She drives into the hole. Her shot hits the other side of the glass, and the rebound comes down to LeMaster for Adams Central. LeMaster goes over to Josie Bumgarner. Bumgarner right-handed dribble across the timeline. Dribbles over there and sends it over to Gangwish. His shot for three is up there and in. Little Mackenzie Gangwish knocking down a three-pointer from the right sideline. That's her first field goal. There's a Kissinger driving the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there no good on a scoop shot, and the rebound comes down to Sarah Kruger of AC. 24-12 is the score, a 12-point lead. Adams Central has got the ball in their offensive zone. LeMaster comes out here to Kruger. Her shot for three is up there, barely draws iron. Ball is safe from going out of bounds, but right into the hands of Woodward. Minden running back the other way. Here's Jamie Kissinger down the lane. Shot is up there, no good. She's fouled in the play. And Jamie Kissinger will go to the free throw line now for the Minden Whippets. 5:19 to play in the second quarter. 24-12 is the score. Personal fouls whistle on Bumgarner. That's going to be your first. We got the boys' game coming up next here on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Shot from the free throw line is no good by Jamie Kissinger. She's a 73% foul shooter in the season. She's 17 out of 23 from the stripe this year. Minden is a team hitting 89% of their free throw tosses this year. 24-12 is the score. There's the next shot. It is up there. It is good. So Jamie Kissinger hits one out of two from the free throw line, and it's 25-12. Whippets now applying the pressure here in backcourt. Here comes Gangwish back with the ball, splits a couple of defenders, comes into the forecourt, bounce pass comes to the near sideline, is thrown wide of the target, and a turnover on EC. Trying to bring the ball over here to Emily Crable, who's into the ball game now. Here comes Rebecca Stewart back in now for the Minden Whippets, and going out will be Emily Malcolm. 5:13 to play here in quarter number two. Minden is out on top of AC by a score of 25-12. Here's Jamie Kissinger for three. Shot is up there and in. Jamie Kissinger just to the left of the circle. Nobody out there for Adams Central defensively, and you can't do that with Jamie Kissinger. She's got 12 points already here in the ball game, and it's 28-12 here in the second quarter. Minden, ranked number one in Class C1, undefeated. They're rolling again here. Here's Crable with the ball for Adams Central. Brings it out here to Brittany Wiseman. Brittany Wiseman dribbling with the ball. Left side of the lane. Tries to hand it away. She does. To Gangwish. Here's a bounce pass. Deflected away. But Gangwish gets it back out here in three-point territory. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Ball bounces up and hits the support up above the basket. So it's officially out of bounds. And Minden will play things in. High school basketball tonight here on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. And also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 4 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Jenny Denny comes into the ball game now for Minden. We're liable to see anybody dressed in purple here tonight. Jenna Denny is a 5'6" sophomore now playing for head coach Rick Carmosta. 28-12, the Whippets have the lead. A feed on the high post to Rebecca Stewart. Back outside, a three-pointer put up there and in. Brooks Kissinger hits a three-pointer from the right wing. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. Jamie Kissinger has got 12, and it's 31-12. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Gangwish. It's going to be no good. It's an air ball. It goes out of bounds. So a three-pointer misfires there. And Minden will come back the other direction. Minden led 27-10 at the end of the first quarter. It's now 31-12 in favor of the Whippets. There's a Brooke Kissinger with the ball, hands it away to Taylor, drives the ball down the lane, dishes off. There's a shot up there and in, and Rebecca Stewart is fouling a play. Rebecca Stewart gets the field goal. She's got 7 points in the ball game, and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Adams Central. That's going to be personal foul number 7 on the Patriots here in this second quarter, or in this first half of play. And Rebecca Stewart goes to the free throw line. Stewart, a 68% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, so she misses a chance at a three-point play. Rebound comes down to Bostock, and the foul is going to be called. Carly Bostock will now head to the other end of the floor to shoot a one-and-one situation. Check that. It's going to be a team foul only, but number 4 on Minden. They were headed that way, and now the official is calling the Patriots back. They will inbound here in backcourt. 33-12 is the score. All Minden here tonight in girls high school basketball. Boys game is coming up next. Here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted here in backcourt. Another turnover in Adams Central. That's 12 turnovers already. For the deep right corner, Taylor Kissinger for 3. Shot good. Taylor Kissinger knocks down a 3-pointer from a different area code. From deep in the right corner, and it's 36-12. A 24-point lead for the Minden Whippets here in the first half. Brittany Wiseman having problems with it now. She brings it across the 10-second line, and a foul is going to be called on Jenna Denny. That's going to be the first foul on Denny. Team foul number 6 officially on the Whippets. And now Tim Barker wants to call a timeout. Adams Central wants to talk things over. 3:33 to play. We're in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Minden 36, Adams Central 12.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And hey, welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines. Husker Power Products of Hastings. Minden scoring the first 7 points of the basketball game tonight, and they have not looked back. They got her on cruise control. They led it 20-6 at the end of the first quarter. Now leading by 24 points at 36-12. We still got 3:33 to play. We're in quarter number 2 tonight from the Patriots gym. Josie Bumgardner will inbound the ball for AC. She gets it into Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman gets it into the forecourt, drives it down the lane. The ball poked loose. Wiseman picks it back up. Comes out here to Sarah Cougar. Now to the top of the key. A 3-pointer thrown up there by Bumgardner. No good. Rebound comes down to Rebecca Stewart. Stewart gets the ball ahead. Now to Brooke Kissinger. To Taylor Kissinger. 4-3. Shot short. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Jamie Kissinger. No good. Jamie gets her own rebound. A shot from 5 feet away and scores. So 3 shots in the hole there for Minden. Jamie Kissinger now with 14 points in the ball game for the Whippets. 38-12 is the score. Now we got a collision here at the 10-second line on the far sideline. Ball goes out of bounds. No foul called. Ball just knocked out of bounds. And AC will play things in over there as they straddle the midcourt stripe here. 3:02 to play. In quarter number 2, 38-12 is the score. Adams Central has been outscored 18-6 here in the second period by the top-ranked Minden Whippets. Driving the ball down the left side of the lane is Wiseman. Bounce pass out here to Bumgardner. Puts it on the floor and dribbles out into three-point territory. Bumgardner drives it down the left side of the lane. Throws up a shot. No good, but she's fouling the play. Josie Bumgardner attacking the basket there for AC. A personal foul is going to be called here on Taylor Kissinger. That's going to be 3 fouls on Taylor Kissinger. Team foul number 7 on the Whippets. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Josie Bumgardner. That's her first point of the ball game. Bumgardner, a 50% foul shooter in the season. Here comes Gangwish back into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Brittany Wiseman. 38-13, Adams Central trailing here in the contest. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Bumgardner. Rebound comes down to Minden. Jamie Kissinger. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted right back by Josie Bumgardner. Drives, shoots, and scores. There's a long pass back the other way. A shot underneath the basket by Rebecca Stewart is up and in. Rebecca Stewart gets behind the defense and scores. She's got 9 points in the ball game. It's 40-15. Here's Bumgardner in the lane. Her shot is up and in. Josie Bumgardner scores on a little short jumper about 7 feet away in the lane. Here's Taylor Kissinger, drops it off in the lane. A shot is up there and in. Rebecca Stewart. Stewart's now got 11. It's 42-17 now here in the second quarter with 2 minutes and 6 seconds to play in this first half. Bumgardner has got the ball. Josie Bumgardner for Adams Central. Works out top against Taylor Kissinger as Minden stays with a man-to-man defense. Here's Sarah Cougar in the lane. Dishes off here to Grimmett. She drives the ball. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Rebecca Stewart. Stewart gets the ball now to Brooke Kissinger. Kissinger down on the baseline to Rouse. Back outside on the wing. A shot up and in. A three-pointer. Jamie Kissinger throws up another three. She's now got 17 here in the first half. And we got a timeout in Minden. 1 minute, 42 seconds to play in the second quarter. The Dogs are rolling here tonight. 1:42 left in the first half. Minden 45, Adams Central 17.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5 with the Patriots Gym at Adams Central. Minden out on top by a score of 45-17 in girls play. There's the inbounds pass that goes to the far sideline. Picked up there by Carly Bostock. Gets it in the hands of Wiseman, who races the ball back in the offensive zone. Now the ball is going to be swatted loose, and we got a jump ball called. Jump ball is called here as Wiseman was tied up in the play by Woodward and also Brett Kissinger. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Minden, so that's going to be a turnover on AC. That's their 13th turnover already here in this first half of play. 90 seconds to go. Kissinger has got the ball over here to Jamie for three. Shot good. It's target practice tonight for the Kissingers. Jamie Kissinger with 20 points here in the first half. It's now 48-17. Coming back is Josie Bumgardner. She's going to be tripped on the play, and a foul is going to be called as Bumgardner is knocked down in the lane. A foul is going to be called here on Addie Woodward of Minden. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 8 on the Whippets. Going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Josie Bumgardner. She has got 5 points in the ballgame, a couple of field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the stripe so far. Grimmett comes back into the ballgame now for AC. Going out will be LeMaster. So Bumgardner to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. She is now 2 out of 3 from the stripe tonight. Bumgardner hitting 30% of her field goal tries so far this year and 36% from three-point territory. Averaging just a shade under 8 points per ball game. Next shot is up there is good. So Josie Bumgardner hits two. Has now 48-19 with 1:15 to play. Here's Kissinger driving it up there, putting up right-handed. Her shot no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central basketball. So Brooke Kissinger driving the ball into the hole there and could not convert. Adams Central plays things in. They're in backcourt. Minden attacking back here. Brittany Wiseman has got the ball, right-handed dribble as she approaches the mid-court stripe. Now she steps it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass comes over here to Mackenzie Gangwish. Gangwish in the lane. Bounce pass goes over to Bostock. Her shot is up there too strong, no good. Rebound comes down to Grimmett, keeps the ball alive. Top of the key, Bumgardner shot is up there. It's off the mark, no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up on the baseline. Rebecca Stewart has got the ball for Minden. Gets it away to Jimmy Kissinger. Into the forecourt to Woodward. Now to Kissinger. Bounce pass goes in the lane. Rebecca Stewart has got it. She's double-teamed, and she falls down on a traveling violation. So a turnover on Minden. That's going to be 4 turnovers now on the Whippets here in the first half. Jenna Denny comes back into the ballgame now. Denny comes in. Woodward checks out. 37.5 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 48-19. Number one ranked Minden out on top of Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball. At the boys' game coming up later on tonight. Brittany Wiseman with the ball right at the top of the key to Bumgardner. She stops, looks at the three. Bounce pass goes inside. Grimmett, shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouling a play. Alexis Grimmett will go to the free throw line now for Adams Central. Kissinger picks up the foul. That's Brooke. She picks up her first. Team foul number 9 on the Whippets. Going to the free throw line will be Grimmett for Adams Central, a 61% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there and in. He's now 28 out of 45 from the free throw line this season. Adams Central is a team hitting 55% of their free throw tosses this year, 34% from the field, and 29% from three-point territory. Second shot by Grimmett is up there and in. It's now 48-21. Minden has got the lead. Rouse with the ball back out to the top of the key. A three-pointer thrown up there by Jamie Kissinger. No good. Rebound comes down to Denny as she drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Denny takes the ball right to the baseline and scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 50-21. Here comes Gangwish into the forecourt. Launches up a shot. It's no good. And that's the end of the first half of play here tonight at the Patriots gym. The Minden Whippets put a half a century up on Adams Central in 16 minutes of play. At halftime, it is Minden 50, Adams Central 21. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at Patriots Gym at Adams Central. The score at halftime of our girls' game. It is Minden, ranked number one in Class C1. They're flexing their muscles here tonight. They put up 50 points on Adams Central in the first half, and they lead by a score of 50-21. Jamie Kissinger leading the way so far for Minden. She's got 20 points in the ballgame. She's knocked down 5 3-pointers. Taylor Kissinger has got a three-pointer. Brooke Kissinger has got 3 3-pointers. And the Whippets are rolling here tonight over Adams Central by the score of 50-21. Halftime show is brought to you by Allen's of Hastings. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else? Well, you can shop your locally owned Allen Superstore. You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. It took only 15 seconds for Minden to get on the scoreboard tonight. Hit a three-pointer from the deep right corner to get the scoring barrage started. So they had a 3-0 lead after just 15 seconds. They scored the first 7 points of the ball game as they jumped out to a 7-0 lead. It wasn't until Adams Central hit a basket just under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter that the Patriots got on the scoreboard. By that time, it was 9-2. Adams Central trailed at the end of one quarter by a score of 20-6. And then the Minden Whippets scoring 30 points in the second quarter as they outscore the Adams Central Patriots here in this one by a margin of 30-15. So a good shooting barrage here for the Minden Whippets, and it was a mismatch on paper. David and Goliath coming in here tonight. A lot would have to go right for Adams Central, and a lot would have to go wrong for the Whippets in order for this one to be a competitive contest here tonight, and that's not been the case as Minden playing their first ball game since that Holdridge Holiday basketball tournament. Off and rolling here tonight, leading by a score of 50-21. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as the Allen Superstore halftime show continues after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on The Breeze and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. All Minden in the first half, 50-21. Whippets are out on top. We'll check the scoring for Adams Central so far. In his first half of play, Josie Bumgardner is leading the way. Bumgardner has got 2 field goals, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Josie Bumgardner with 7 points here in the first half. Brittany Wiseman, she's got 5 points. Wiseman has got a 3 and a 2 for early points in the ball game. We got 3 points from Mackenzie Gangwish on a 3-pointer. Sarah Cougar has knocked down a tray. She's got 3 points. Alexis Grimmett is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 2 points. Carly Bostock, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 1. Adams Central hitting 6 out of 8 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. Scoring for the Whippets, you've got Jamie Kissinger leading the way. She has knocked down 5 3-pointers, and she has got 20 points in the ball game. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Also in double figures here by halftime, Brooke Kissinger. She's hit for 3 3-pointers, and she's got 1 2-point field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Jamie's got 20. Brooke Kissinger has got 12 points. Also in double figures is Rebecca Stewart. She has got 11 points. She's got 5 field goals, and she is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Taylor Kissinger has knocked down a 3 and a 2. She's got 5 points, and Jenna Denny has got a field goal for 2. Minden 3 out of 7 from the free throw line in the first half of play. As far as turnovers are concerned, Adams Central has been affected by the pressure defense of Minden, as Adams Central has already got 13 turnovers here in the first half. Minden has got 4. The Whippets with the lead over the Adams Central Patriots in girls high school basketball. The score at halftime is 50-21. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show, and we'll come back right after this.
We're the center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. Whether you get more, Superstore Allen's Superstore.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at halftime. Adams Central trailing the Minden Whippets in girls high school basketball. The score is 50-21. A lot of sports activity coming up this week on The Breeze. Tomorrow night we've got USHL hockey. The Tri-City Storm playing in Omaha against the Lancers. That one will go at 7:05 tomorrow night, 6:50 for the pregame show here on The Breeze. Thursday night we have got Nebraska men's basketball. The Huskers will be at home to take on the Michigan Wolverines, 7:04 for the pregame show, 8 o'clock for the tip-off in the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Then on Friday night, we've got more USHL hockey. The Tri-City Storm will be playing at home against Omaha. That one will have a pregame show at 7:15 with a face-off at 7:30. And more hockey coverage coming your way on Saturday. Sioux Falls against the Tri-City Storm. That one begins at 6:50. For the pregame show with a face-off at 7:05. And it doesn't stop there. We've got men's college basketball again on Sunday here on the Breeze as Nebraska will be on the road playing at Purdue. So we've got either hockey or basketball coming your way for the next several nights here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Tomorrow night, the Hastings College basketball teams, they will be in action in Lincoln as they take on Nebraska Wesleyan. The Broncos and the Prairie Wolves from Snyder Arena in Lincoln will have the action on 1230 a.m. KHAS. Pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. 6 o'clock for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the guys as Hastings College takes on Nebraska Wesleyan. We've got the second half coming up here at the Patriot Gym. To score at halftime, Adams Central 50, actually Minden 50, Adams Central 21. You've been listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. We'll come back with the second half right after this.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Adams Central will have the opening possession here of quarter number three. As we get set to go here, the Patriots will play things in. Adams Central shooting to our basket to our left. They are trailing by a score of 50-21. Driving to the hole here is going to be Bumgarner, and she draws the personal foul. Adams Central may be attacking now. They drive the ball to the hole. Rebecca Stewart picks up the foul. That's going to be her first team foul on the Whippets here in the second half of play. Josie Bumgarner goes to the free throw line for Adams Central. She's got 7 points in the ball game, make it 8 as that one goes down through the hole. She's now 4 out of 5 on free throws here tonight. Adams Central has shot the charity toss pretty well tonight. They're now 7 out of 9. Make it 8 out of 10 as Josie Bumgarner knocks down her second one. It's now 50-23. And now here's a turnover on Minden. Whippets coming back, and Adams Central intercepts the ball. Sarah Kruger has got it. That's 5 turnovers now on the Whippets here in the ball game. Wiseman has got it. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Comes out here in the three-point territory to Josie Bumgarner as he dribbles with the ball. Minden is in the man-to-man defense. Bumgarner goes over to Bostock. Takes it down to the baseline. The shot's knocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds, and Adams Central will play things in. Rebecca Stewart getting her hands on it there for the Whippets. Adams Central plays things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Josie Bumgarner will be the trigger man here as she gets it in. High right side, it goes over to Wiseman. She loses control of the ball out of bounds. Wiseman loses the ball out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 14 in the ball game for the Patriots. Minden 50, Adams Central 23 in girls high school basketball. The boys game yet to come here tonight. Here's Taylor Kissinger with the ball. Dumps it down low. A shot is up and in. Rebecca Stewart scoring there. Nice assist from Kissinger. Stewart has now got 13 points in the ball game. It's 52-23 in favor of the Whippets. Coming back with the basketball is going to be Brittany Wiseman. Walks it across the 10-second line. Bounce pass goes over to Bumgarner. High right side. Ball high above his head. Now she puts it on the floor and dribbles out here between the rings. Bumgarner looking to go away. Drives it down the lane. Bounce pass comes over here to Bostock. Just inside the three-point ring here on the near side. Bostock dribbles once. Now she's in trouble down here in the baseline. Bostock gets the ball away, but it's mishandled by Kruger. A turnover on Adams Central. Here come the Whippets. Taylor Kissinger drives it all the way. Her shot is up and in. Taylor Kissinger grabs a loose ball and takes it coast to coast and scores. She's got 7 points in the ball game. 54-23. Patriots are trailing here in the ball game. Bounce pass down to Bostock. Short jumper from the left baseline is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Allie Rouse. Rouse has got the ball from Minden, hustling back the other way. Taylor Kissinger back outside. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Brooke Kissinger. A shot no good. Rebounded underneath by Taylor Kissinger, and a shot is up and in. 3 shots at the hole there. Finally, Taylor Kissinger gets the one to go down. She's got 9 points in the ball game, 56-23. Minden blowing the Patriots out of here tonight in girls high school play. Wiseman with the ball inside the free throw circle. Gets it to Bostock from the elbow. Shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, up there, no good by Grimmett. Ball is saved from going out of bounds, but right into the hands of Taylor Kissinger. Look out. Here come the Whippets running back the other way. Taylor Kissinger gets the ball ahead here to Jamie Kissinger down in the corner. There's a long-range three put up there by Brooke Kissinger. It's up and in. That's the fourth three-pointer of the night for Brooke Kissinger. She's now got 15 points in the ball game, 59-23. The top-ranked Minden Whippets are out on top of EC here tonight. Brittany Wiseman with the ball. Goes over to Bumgarner on the high right side. Cross-court pass comes over here. As they get it over to Bostock, she drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot's no good. Rebound comes down to Jamie Kissinger. Gets the ball ahead here. Taylor Kissinger, then inside. Shot is up and in by Rebecca Stewart. Rebecca Stewart's got 15 in the ball game. As now a 61-23 contest. Minden has got the lead. Here comes Brittany Wiseman. She comes into the forecourt, dribbles into the lane. Bounce pass comes over here to Bostock. Out in three-point territory. Bostock out to the top of the key, now to Bumgarner. Now we got a Patriot down in the lane. That's a Sarah Kruger. Sarah Kruger is going to have to come out of the ball game now. She's a little gimpy. She's going to come out of the contest. Here comes Gangwish back in. Here comes Meredith LeMaster back into the ball game now for Adams Central. And also coming in will be Emily Crable. 61-23. Minden out on top. Adams Central inbounds the ball. Josie Bumgarner leads it out here in the lane to Grimmett. She drives the ball to the hole. Her shot no good, but she's fouling a play. Grimmett took it right to the hole, and she's fouling a play here by Emily Malcolm. The second foul on Malcolm. That's going to be team foul number two on the Whippets here in the third quarter. Grimmett to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot's off the mark. No good. Alexis Grimmett, a 61% foul shooter coming in here. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Next shot is up there. That one is good. So she connects on 1 out of 2, and it's 61-24. Minden has got the lead. Nice pass underneath the hole. A shot is up there. It's no good by Kissinger. Follow shot up and in. Taylor misses the first one. Got her own rebound and put it down through the hole. So Taylor Kissinger has now got 11 points in the ball game. 63-24. Minden has got the lead. Gangwish with the ball again. Gangwish out here to Bumgarner. Bumgarner about 35 feet away from the basket. Comes over to Gangwish just inside the ring. Her shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie Kissinger gets the ball ahead. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Denny, and the ball is brought down here by Bumgarner. On the turnover, Bumgarner drives it back the other way. Her shot's no good. Rebound comes down to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie gets it to the near sideline. Here's Brooke Kissinger. Cuts into the hole. Nice move to the basket. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. No good by Malcolm. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in. Jamie Kissinger finally gets one to go down. Jamie with 22 in the ball game. That's a 41-point lead, 65-24. And now Tim Barker wants to call a timeout. Tim Barker calls a timeout here with 3 minutes and 47 seconds to play in quarter number 3. We'll take a break with a score. Minden 65, Adams Central 24.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Minden with a lead, 65-24 here over Adams Central. Head coach Rick Carmosa joined us on the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight. Talked about their upcoming schedule. They got some tougher games coming up here. Ainsworth, they're going to be playing here soon. In fact, they're playing later on this week, Friday night. Ainsworth currently 6-2 in the season. Ravenna on the schedule, they're currently 7-2. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a game with the Whippets on January the 16th. Of course, the Hawkettes are still undefeated on the season, so that'll be a big ball game. That'll be on January the 16th. Not so here in this one. It is 65-24. Adams Central will play things in from underneath their own basket. Wiseman will leave it out here to Gangwish out here in three-point territory. Mackenzie Gangwish inside the free throw circle. Now throws it up there. It's going to be an error ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Minden basketball. 3:17 to play here in the third quarter. Minden out on top by a score of 65-24. Whippets led 50-21 at halftime. There's Brooke Kissinger with the ball. Brooke Kissinger drives it against Wiseman. Gives it away now to a Woodward. who gives it away in three-point territory to Rouse. Kicks her back out. A three-pointer put up there and in. Britt Kissinger on a kickout. She has now got 18 points in the ball game. 68-24. Minden out on top here in the ball game. Here's Crable with the ball for Adams Central. Out of Wiseman. Lobs it inside. LeMaster. Her shot is up and in. LeMaster scores in the lane there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. It's now 68-26 ball game. Kissinger goes to Malcolm. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Sarah Brown. Her outlet pass is intercepted. Intercepted here. Coming back is going to be Denny with the ball. Denny now to Woodward. Gets it out on top with the basketball out there. It's going to be Allie Rouse. Rainbow pass goes to the wing on the left side to Denny, who lobs it left side of the lane to Brooke Kissinger. She tries to drive it. The ball poked away. Kissinger picks it back up. Out in three-point territory and fires up the three-year shot. Good. Brooke Kissinger scores. She has now got 21 in the ball game, and now head coach Rick Carmosta calls a timeout. 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Minden 71, Adams Central 26.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, addition of Pro Team Design.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight. We're seeing the state's number one ranked team in Class C1. Maybe one of the better teams around, regardless of class, here tonight. They're putting on a show, 71-26. The Minden Whippets blowing the Patriots out of here in this third quarter with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here comes Brittany Wiseman back with the ball for Adams Central. She drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there and in, and she's fouled in a play. Brittany Wiseman scoring there as he found his seam in the defense and took it right to the hole for Adams Central. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Whippets, and it's going to be Brittany Wiseman going to the free throw line after being fouled in a play by Woodward. That's going to be Addie's third. Here's a shot from the free throw line up there and in. A three-point play by Brittany Wiseman. She's now got 8 points in the ballgame, 71-29. Adams Central is trailing here in the ball game. There's a long-range jumper, a three-pointer put up there no good by Denny from the top of the key. Rebound, EC. Adams Central has got it. Here's Wiseman with the ball. Wiseman, right-handed dribble, runs her back the other way. Brings it into the offensive zone. Bounce pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Around the screen from Carly Bostock. Wiseman has got it on the wing. She's in trouble. Now throws it down on the baseline. That's a Bumgardner. Her shot is up and in. Josie Bumgardner scoring. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. It's 71-31, and now the Whippets having problems with it here in backcourt, and now Minden wants to call a timeout. So the second teamer's in there now for head coach Rick Carmosta, and they're having some problems here. Rick Carmosta calls the timeout, the head man for the Whippets. A minute and 21 seconds to play. They're in the third quarter. Minden leading by 40. It's the Whippets 71, Adams Central 31.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Got the boys game coming up next here on The Breeze. KLIQ 94.5, high school basketball tonight on The Breeze and also online at PlantRiverPreps.com. Minden jumped out to a 20-6 first quarter lead. It was 50-21 at halftime. It's now 71-31 in favor of the Minden Whippets, and Adams Central playing things in. Underneath their own basket, Sarah Kruger. Bounce pass goes inside to Grimmett. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. It's loose. That's picked up by Grimmett. Keeps the ball alive. Back outside. A three-pointer by Bumgarner is no good. And the rebound comes down to Josie Mattson, who's into the ball game now for Minden. Down the near sideline to Denny. Denny has got it. Lobs it inside. The ball's going to be deflected. Denny picks her back up. Denny sends it inside now to Stewart. Stewart throws it down in the left corner to Rouse. Her shot for three. Good. Allie Rouse throws up a three-pointer from the deep left corner. It's now 73-31 in favor of Minden. We're under a minute to go here in quarter number three here tonight. Here's a Bostock with the ball. just to the left of the circle, holds it, now feeds it inside. Grimmett grabs it, her shot is up there, it's good, and she's fouling the play. Alexis Grimmett scoring in the paint there for AC. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Addie Woodward picks up the personal foul for Minden. That's going to be her fourth. Coming into the ball game now for Minden is going to be Emily Malcolm. And going out is going to be Josie Mattson. Going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Alexis Grimmett. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. Now 73-34. 9 seconds to play here in this third quarter. Here come the Whippets back the other way. They throw it down here on the baseline to Malcolm. She has it knocked out of her hands. That's going to be the end of the third quarter. So three quarters in the books tonight in girls high school basketball. And the score after three, it's Minden 73, Adams Central 34. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities, call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we start the fourth and final quarter here. 73-34, Minden has got the lead as the Whippets are rolling to their 10th straight victory here. To begin the 2013-2014 season, Whippets have the opening possession here. A pass that was picked off here on the wing by Brittany Wiseman, but she's stepping out of bounds. So Minden will play things in. Fourth quarter is underway. Here's Janet Denny with the ball now. Goes over on the left side. That's Allie Rouse with the ball. Comes over here to Malcolm, just to the right of the circle. Malcolm holding the ball. Now drives it down the right side of the lane, all the way to the baseline. Stops it. The ball poked away, and a foul is going to be called. Charlie's Bostock picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. They have a new rule in high school basketball. Once a team is ahead by 45 points, which had occurred back there in the third quarter, we'll have a running clock now. So this will be a quick fourth quarter as we got a running clock situation here at Adams Central High School. Woodward has got the ball now to Allie Rouse. Rouse comes back to Malcolm at the elbow, right side of the lane. Back out to the top of the key. That's Denny with the ball. Denny comes over here on the wing to Lily Stern, who's into the ball game now. Stern over to Addie Woodward. Two-handed pass is going to be over the head of Malcolm out of bounds. So Minden turns it away. That's going to be the seventh turnover on the Whippets here in the ball game. 73-34, Minden has got the lead. We're in the fourth quarter of play here at the Patriot Gym. Adams Central going to fall to 3-8 after this one here tonight. They'll get ready for Loop City coming up on Friday. There's a long-range jumper put up there and in by Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman cans a three-pointer from the right sideline. She's now got 11 points in the ball game, and it's 73-37 in favor of the Whippets. Allie Rouse with the ball, high left side. Two-handed pass comes back over here to the right side of the lane. It's going to be Lily Stern with the ball. Dribbles once. Now she's double-teamed. The ball poked away. Stern picks it back up. Now to Rouse and a traveling violation. Traveling violation on the Allie Rouse as she tried to take the ball to the hole. That is eight turnovers now on Minden. 6 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. It's Minden 73, Adams Central 37 in girls high school play. Brittany Wiseman comes back with the ball, dribbles to the top of the key, stops right there. Wiseman now in trouble, has to get rid of it. She does to Bumgarner, cutting for the hole, and her shot is up and in. Wiseman gets the field goal, rather gets the assist. Josie Bumgarner gets the field goal. Josie now with 13 points in the ball game, and 73-39 in favor of the Whippets. There's Lily Stern with the ball out here in three-point territory. Calling for it is going to be Janet Denny. She gets it. Denny comes back out to Rouse at the top of the circle. Rouse brings it back to the right side of the lane to Janet Denny. Denny dribbles out here into three-point territory, picked up by Wiseman. Ball poked away by Wiseman, and a foul is going to be called on Wiseman. Brittany picks up her second. That's going to be team foul number two on the Patriots here in the second half of play. Here comes Josie Mattson into the ball game now for Minden. She replaces Allie Rouse. 5 minutes and some change left here in the fourth quarter. Minden will play things in deep in the right corner. That's going to be a Denny with the ball. Takes it in the lane. The ball knocked loose and is picked up by AC. Running back the other way is going to be Sarah Kruger. Her shot is no good, but she's fouling the play. Kruger got loose, took it to the hole, and she's fouling the play here. She'll go to the free throw line. The foul is going to be whistled on Woodward. That's going to be her fifth personal foul. So now Addie Woodward fouls out of the ball game with 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. She leaves with no points. And head coach Rick Carmosa now will send in. Let's see who she's going to send in. We got Emily Crable coming in now for the Adams Central Patriots. So I have some free throws coming up here for AC. Clock continues to run. We got a running clock situation now after Minden had a 45-point lead during the third quarter. Sarah Kruger's free throw is up there and in. Kruger has now got 4 points in the ballgame. It's her first free throw of the night. Kruger, a 50% foul shooter in the season. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Mattson for the Minden Whippets. Gets the ball away now to Denny as a runner back the other way. Adams Central still man-to-man here, but Minden has been able to slice this up with no problem here tonight. Personal foul is going to be called on Emily Crable of Adams Central. That's going to be your first. Into the ball game now for AC. We're going to see Eliza Keller comes into the contest. 3.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. It is 73-40. Minden has got the lead. There's a bounce pass. They get it inside to Malcolm. A shot from point-blank range is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Crable. And here come the Patriots down the near sideline. That's Braden Camp who's into the ball game now. Her bounce pass is going to be lost out of bounds. Morgan Braden Camp turns the ball away. That's going to be turnover number 17 on the Patriots here tonight. 73-40. Minden has got the lead in girls high school basketball. As the Whippets have got the ball back in their offensive zone, here's Emily Malcolm with it now. Malcolm goes back to Mattson, who takes it down in the baseline. Working the ball around the Adams Central defense here. Josie Mattson with the ball, takes it down the right baseline now to Malcolm. She is in trouble, and she's called for the traveling violation. Turnover number 10 on Minden. 2.5 minutes to play here in this one. 73-40, the Whippets have the lead. They have led from the opening tap. They scored the first 7 points in the contest here tonight. They have never been threatened. Here's Sarah Brown's shot in the lane. It's going to be no good. But it doesn't draw iron, and it goes out of bounds. Coming to the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Stasha May. May is a 5'5" sophomore playing in there. Today, Boudreaux comes into the ball game now for the Minden Whippets. So we're going to see everybody here in the final 2 minutes of this contest. 73-40. Adams Central trailing here in the ball game. There's a Boudreaux with the ball here on the right side. Comes out to a Mattson at the top of the key. Mattson sends over here on the right side, holding it. Now inside the free throw circle, that's Stern who's back into the ball game. There's a long-range jumper put up there and in. That's Marissa Weaver. Weaver scoring there. A long two. It's now a 75-40 ball game. There's a shot from the free throw line put up there. It is no good by Keller of Adams Central, and a rebound comes down here to a Boudreaux from Minden. 75-40 is the score. The Whippets still leading by 35 here in this one with their second and third teamers out there right now. There's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound knocked loose. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Adams Central. Braden Camp has got the ball. Braden Camp comes to the near sideline. Here come the Patriots. That's Crable. Drives it. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. Personal foul going to be whistled here on the Whippets, and that's going to send Adams Central to the free throw line. With a running clock, we're down to 50 seconds to play. Adams Central has some free throws as Crable goes to the free throw line. She's a 42% foul shooter in the season. She'll have two shots. Her first one is up there. It's going to be no good, and she'll get one more. 75-40. Minden cruising their 10th win of the 2013-2014 season. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Mattson from Minden. Mattson gets the ball ahead. Here come the Whippets back in their offensive zone. 20 seconds to go. Minden holding the ball as they come into the forecourt. Here's a bounce pass to the near side. Boudreaux has got it. She's double-teamed, trying to get away. Boudreau looking. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Stern. Her shot is up there and in. Lily Stern scores on the assist from Boudreau. We're now down to 5 seconds to go. It's 77-40. Here come the Patriots back the other way as Keller throws up a shot from half court, and that's the end of the ball game. The Minden Whippets knock off the Adams Central Patriots tonight with a running clock throughout most of the fourth quarter here, if not all of the fourth quarter. Minden wins the ball game tonight 77-40 over Adams Central, so the Whippets will improve to 10 wins and no losses on the season. Adams Central, though, dropped to 3 wins and 8 losses. Again, the final in this one, it was Minden over Adams Central tonight by a score of 77-40. Back with a recap after this.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Well back here at the Patriots gym. Adams Central drops one to number one ranked Minden here tonight in girls high school play. The final score is 77-40. Not much of a contest here tonight as Minden jumped out to a 7-0 lead here in the ball game. It wasn't until about the 4:50 mark that Adams Central got on the scoreboard. They trailed 20-6 at the end of one quarter. Trailed 50-21 by the end of the second quarter. After three, it was 73-34 during that time that Minden jumped out to a 45-point lead, which started the running clock. And we had a running clock throughout much of the fourth quarter. In fact, Minden only scored 4 points in the final period. And the Whippets go on to beat Adams Central tonight by a score of 77-40. So the Whippets are now 10-0 on the season. Minden will get ready to play again. Their next game is going to be on the Friday night as they will have a home game against Ainsworth. That is a team that is currently 6-2 on the season. Adams Central, they dropped to 3 wins and 8 losses. The Patriots, they will be on the road playing at Arcadia Loop City coming up on Friday night. Minden getting 22 points tonight from Jamie Kissinger. She had 20 of those in the first half. Brooke Kissinger had 21 points. Rebecca Stewart had 15. And Taylor Kissinger had 11. So 4 players in double figures, led by Jamie Kissinger's 22 points. The other scorers, Allie Rouse, she had 3 points. Jenna Denny, she had 2 points. Lily Stern had 2 points. And also getting into the ball game late was Marissa Weaver. She scored 2. Minden did not get to the free throw line in the second half. They finished 3 out of 7 for the charity stripe for the ball game. Adams Central, led by Brittany Wiseman, she had 11 points, and actually Josie Bumgardner was the leading scorer. Josie had 13 in the ball game. Brittany Wiseman had 11. The other scorers for Adams Central, we had Alexis Grimmett score 6 points in the game. Sarah Kruger had 4. Mackenzie Gangwish had 3. Meredith Lemaster had 2. And Carly Bostock had 1 point in the ball game tonight. Adams Central was 12 out of 18 from the free throw line. So Adams Central, they drop one here tonight to the Minden Whippets, the final score of 77-40. We've got the second ball game coming up here shortly. We're going to break away for a few minutes, and we'll come back here at the Patriots gym in Hastings in just a few minutes. And just nick of time, we'll get to the tip-off between the Whippets and the Patriots here tonight. In the final of the first ball game, it was Adams Central losing to Minden tonight by a score of 77-40. For the Breeze, I'm Mike Will.